epistle appointed to be read for this, the second Mass of Christmas morning, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to Titus. Brethren, when the goodness and kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, not by reason of good works that we did ourselves, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the bath of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he has abundantly poured out upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, in order that, justified by his grace, we may be heirs in the hope of life everlasting in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the shepherds were saying to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen, they understood what had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard marveled at the things told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept in mind all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, even as it was spoken to them. Thus, for this feast day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, the first thing this morning is that may I take this opportunity in the name of all the monks and the sisters together with me to wish each and every one of you a most holy, a most blessed, a most wonderful Christmas. Unless and until we do look at Christmas in the eyes of the church, in the eyes of the angels themselves, as they appeared to the shepherds in Bethlehem, then we shall not have any reason to look for the blessings of Christmas. There's too much torment and too much anxiety and too much animosity and too much struggle that exists amongst peoples today, peoples of all sorts, good people, bad people, mediocre people, all kinds of people. Everybody is struggling against something. And yet we look to Bethlehem and we see no struggle there. The most unbelievable thing that could have ever taken, that has ever taken place on this earth, had just happened there in Bethlehem. But there was no struggle there. And when the angels appeared to the shepherds, there was no struggle there. And the angels said, "Peace, do not be afraid." And he said, "Peace to men of good will." Bethlehem is a strange place, to be sure, because Bethlehem can at the same time be a place, be a significance of peace, and at the same time, at the very same time, be a place of confusion. A man of goodwill goes to Bethlehem and finds peace. A man whose will is not good goes to Bethlehem and instead finds confusion. finds anger, finds distrust, finds hatred, finds animosity, finds argument. The beautiful part of it all is that the shepherds didn't argue. They simply listened to the word of the angels and they went to see what it was about. And when they got there, they saw and they believed. So my beloved people, in these days of great anxiety, anxiety that comes to us from every direction, let us look not just to Bethlehem, but to look, let us look at Christ himself. And let us see if we cannot, in the view of Christ himself, find the peace and the serenity that is so much ours. If we do not have serenity, if we do not obtain serenity, peace of mind, peace of conscience, peace of heart, if we do not obtain serenity from Christ, from the things that Christ has presented to us, if we do not receive serenity from that, then there's something wrong. There's something very bad wrong. If our interior is boiling, as sometimes it is, if our interior is boiling in the midst of the things that pertain to Christ, there's something wrong there. If we walk away from the things that pertain to Christ and our interior is not a complete peace, there's something wrong there. Is it the system that's wrong? Or am I the one that's wrong? These are things that we have to come into a view with. So as we look to Bethlehem this morning, as we look to the coming of our blessed Lord and Savior, it is not just an affair that we celebrate once a year on the 25th of December. It isn't that at all. Those are just ordinary holidays that we celebrate on July the 4th or whatever, and Labor Day and such. Those are just holidays. This is not a holiday. Incidentally, we no longer even hear Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays. The world has so completely wiped away everything that pertains to the divine status. This is not a holiday. This is not a day that we enjoy fun and frolic and open Christmas presents, though Christmas presents are certainly there and certainly in order. But it is not a day that is set for that purpose. It is a day that we go in spirit to the place of origin and that we relive in spirit that which took place in the place of origin. And in that place of origin, in the simplicity of that little stable, that little shack, ramshackle shack, there is where peace was born. That's where we go if we want peace. That's where we go if we want happiness and joy and contentment. Remember that if we go there, and walk away with an interior feeling of oppression, of depression, of anxiety, of heartache, of anger. If we walk away from there with any of these, then there's something wrong there. And we need to find out what it is, where it is. So with this, my beloved people, we wish you the best of this holy day, very holy day, the most holy day other than the resurrection itself, of course, the most holy day there is. Now, if you would be kind enough to kneel, I would love to give you